Love your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe and Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
And it's time to dip into the music corner now with Sherilyn McNeil. She's a South African singer and composer, best known for her work as Dear Reader. It's an alternative pop project that she started while she was right here in South Africa. Dear Reader, in fact, was formerly called Harris Tweed. And that's how I got to know of her and her music and fall in love with her vocals. Harris Tweed was formed by McNeil, as well as producer Daryl Tor in Johannesburg back in 2006, but then it became Sherilyn's solo project when she relocated to Berlin in 2010. Still absolutely cherish that one studio album that's Harris Tweed released in 2007 called The Younger. So looking forward to playing one of the songs from that. But of course, so much amazing music came out of Dear Reader as well, with those four albums that Dear Reader released. And it is on that note that I say a very, very good morning, Sherilyn. Thank you so much for agreeing to this interview.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, Sherilyn, thanks for making the time, first of all, because as I said, we are speaking to you. You are in Berlin right now. And I'm keen to find out, if you don't mind us delving into the move to Berlin back in 2010, because you've done some amazing stuff during your time there in the film world, scoring movies, and of course carrying on as Dear Reader.
Yeah, sure. Should I just talk?
Yeah. So when you moved to, you know, what is the impetus behind the Berlin move?
So we signed to a label actually in Berlin called City Slang, and then we came over here a few times on tour, and we were here five times, I think, in the first year, 2009. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it made sense to be here. So, you know, it just felt like a big adventure. Mm-hmm. And I think I made that decision kind of rashly, honestly. And now in hindsight, it's kind of crazy to realize that you make a huge decision, and I live, you know, really far away from my family, and it's, you know, kind of the point of no return at this point. I've kind of built, you know, my whole career and life, and yeah, so that was definitely not something I did knowingly, and I think maybe if I'd thought about it harder, I might not have done it. It's a cool place to be, and there are a lot more South Africans actually coming here now. It seems that I meet more and more South Africans.
Sure,
but I mean, you know, it's November, it's gray outside, it's dark at 4:30 in the afternoon. When I chat to my family, they're like out in the sun, and I get really upset, you know, having a braai or whatever. Yeah,
it's the life you chose, but it sounds like Berlin has been good to you. You're nominated for a South African Music Award for Best Female in 2014, and you know you've done some fantastic stuff. Your Dear Reader's third album, Ravonia, was produced and recorded entirely by you in your apartment in Berlin, inspired by South African history. Talk to me about that moment when you were working on Ravonia. And what inspired that?
That was actually like soon after I moved here, and people would ask me a lot about South African history and politics. And honestly, I was just quite ashamed of how little I really knew. And so I started reading, and I read The Long Walk to Freedom, finally, at age 27.
Yeah.
And it sent me down this, I was so inspired. And the first song I wrote was actually inspired by that book, and it's called Took Them Away. Mm. And it's about Lily's Leaf Farm. And, you know, I grew up in Ravonia, but I had no idea that all this like really important stuff happened in Ravonia. And it
so
just made me think about how fractured, you know, South African life is and how many different experiences there are. But obviously it also made me think about, you know, my own ignorance. And the song is kind of about that. It's through the eyes of this kid, George Mellis, who he was living on the farm next to Lily's Leaf Farm, and he saw black and white people meeting together there. You know, this was the headquarters of Mkhonto West and it was like undercover. And yeah, it's possible that he was part of why the cops found out about them, that he went and told on, basically. I wrote the song through the eyes of this kid and sort of as a kind of vehicle for my own childish ignorance about everything.
Yeah. All right. Let's play Took Them Away. And when we come back, we're going to talk a bit more about the work that you've been doing during your stay in Berlin and play hopefully a couple more songs.
Great. Thanks.
And just to reintroduce my guest in the Music Corner this morning is Sherilyn McNeil, South African singer, composer, best known for her work as Dear Reed, an alternative pop project assigned, as she said, to the indie label City Slang. And as Sherilyn was, you know, she gave us a lovely backstory to the creation of the album Rivonia after she'd moved to Berlin. And of course, the creation or the story behind the song Took Them Away. And it really is a touching and a beautiful song, Sherilyn. Let's talk about you know, your other work in Berlin. How have you been keeping yourself busy? You made your debut in the same year of releasing Rivonia, creating Rivonia. You made your debut as a film composer. Tell us about that world and how different it is from your usual creative process, if at all.
So a friend of mine made his first feature film and asked me to do the music, and I didn't know how to do it at all. it is actually very different. Mm-hmm. And the music is supposed to sort of blend to the background.
Yeah.
You feel it, but you don't notice it really. Yeah. And that was definitely not my strong suit. And I'm used to being, you know, the queen of things. And it's been very interesting working with directors. They are, you know, like intense people, often very eccentric people, and you know, they're the usually men, unfortunately, but they're the kings. But no, it's been wonderful. It's been really cool learning about that and trying new things. And I've done so many different things. The first thing I did was mostly just piano music, but I've done kids stuff. I've done things with mostly just synths and sort of like atmospheric things. I've done sort of like a folky thing with fiddles and accordions, and you know, I've written songs for actresses that they then had to sing and kind of coach them. So it's been like very, very diverse.
Yes, yeah.
And I've been really lucky actually, because this year I was working on a cartoon, and if that hadn't been the case, I don't know what I would be doing right now, because you know, for musicians during this year with COVID, I'm like starting to get really nervous. Like, I don't really know, you know, what the future looks like. But it's been a lot of interesting, cool work, and I feel really, really lucky.
Yeah.
To be doing that. Yeah.
I'm going to go back just a little bit and talk about the reason that we're having this conversation. I was in my car listening to an Apple Music playlist, and a song by Harris Tweed, the previous name of your ensemble, came up, and I absolutely loved it. And I thought to myself, I know you guys, I knew maybe you disbanded. I knew that something had happened with the name of the song in terms of copy. I mean, the name of the group in terms of copyright. You could no longer call yourselves Harris Tweed, and then you became Dear Reader. But I kind of lost track, and I thought, oh my goodness, I need to. Sorry, what do you say, Sherilyn?
Sorry. Yeah, the grannies and grandpas on the Isle of Harris in Scotland got very upset with us. It's like an island of like people only over 70 or something.
And
sorry to interrupt.
And I just said we need to chat to you guys and play your music in Music Corner. The next song that we've got lined up is Then Not Now. And if you could just tell us, you know, what Then Not Now is all about and the process behind that.
Yeah, so that song actually is kind of about me having moved and my sort of dual identity, and it's quite a strange situation to be in. You know, I feel like I've been here so long, I've been here 10 years now, that I'm not really South African, but I'm also not German, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I feel kind of restless and sort of suspended between two places and kind of placeless. And the first verse of the song kind of talks about, you know, being dressed in navy and all this like dark European stuff, you know, as opposed to the light. And they're no perfect place. Both places have, you know, beautiful things about them and frustrating and not as good things about them. And I guess that's also reflected in myself. And I'm trying to hold on to the parts of myself that, you know, you can kind of get, I guess what I mean is with the being dressed in navy is that there's a sense of coming here and everyone is dressed in black and navy, and you can kind of confirm, you know, just sort of lose parts of yourself. German people are very reserved, and you know, there's things that you kind of have to fight to retain, to be like, well, no, I'm gonna still be, you know, this like really bright, loud person, and hold on to those things. So I'm you know, boycotting navy all pink and
this winter. Well, Sherilyn McNeil, it's been an absolute pleasure getting to know you just a little bit more and catch up with you and delve into your music once again. It's been an absolute pleasure, and keep on the good work that you're doing. Don't lose that amazing creativity, of course, and the energy that you have, right?
Thank you so much.
Don't succumb to the navy.
Well.
All right, fantastic.